With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As tens of millions of Americans travel this week, the weather is a concern in some places, including California, where forecasters call for fierce winds and flooding rains from the north, south to L.A. In the higher elevations, snow is expected, with authorities advising people to stay off the roads if they can. For most federal workers, Christmas Eve marks the start of an extra long holiday weekend.
On at least two occasions this year, the president complained on social media that there are too many holidays on the calendar. But that didn't stop him from delivering a Christmas gift to most federal workers. Last week, he signed an executive order closing most federal offices on December 24th and 26th, giving employees and federal agencies 3 days off for Christmas, plus the upcoming weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two people were killed in two explosions and a fire at a nursing home, the Bristol Health and Rehab Center, outside Philadelphia. It happened as a utility crew was there checking on reports of a gas leak.
On the weekend, we did smell gas, but because there was no heat in the room, so we didn't take it to be anything.
Nursing assistant Moseline Watson talking with WPBI-TV ABC 6 in Philadelphia. He saved others before he was murdered. A Delaware state trooper is being praised as a hero. He was shot by a gunman at a motor vehicle office near Wilmington, Delaware. And although wounded, the trooper shoved a DMV worker out of harm's way before being shot again and dying. The gunman was later shot dead by police. Delaware's governor calls the attack an act of pure evil. He says the deceased trooper died as a hero. A health care fix. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says that tops the must-do list. This is SRN News. A Texas judge wants the Supreme Court to reconsider gay marriage.
Waco Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley doesn't want to perform same-sex ceremonies and is asking the High Court to reverse its 2015 ruling, legalizing the practice nationwide. The lawsuit argues that, quote, officiating a wedding ceremony is speech, and the state is preventing Judge Hensley from engaging in this speech unless she agrees to perform homosexual marriages in violation of her Christian faith. Hensley and others say the states should decide on gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who is living as a woman and is employed by the National Security Agency is suing the Trump administration. He wants to block enforcement of a presidential executive order and other policies he claims violate federal civil rights law. The man disputes the legality of President Trump's executive order that requires the federal government in all operations and printed materials to recognize only two sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. A plane crash has decimated the upper echelon of the Libyan military.
Search teams in Turkey have recovered the cockpit voice and flight data recorders from a private jet that crashed Tuesday after taking off from the capital, Ankara. The plane was carrying Libya's military chief, four other officers, and three crew members. There were no survivors. Turkey's interior minister says crews are still recovering the remains of the victims. The high-level Libyan delegation was on its way back to Tripoli after holding defense talks in Ankara aimed at boosting military cooperation between the two countries. I'm Donna Water.
The Trump administration says it will begin garnishing the wages of student loan borrowers who are in default early next year. The department says it will send notices to roughly 1,000 borrowers the week of the 7th of January, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. More details at SRNnews.com.